The Lexington Council will be asked to increase the number of members on a key land management panel. The discussion Tuesday at City Hall covered more than just the size of boards and commissions. The actions taken by the Council's Planning and Public Safety Committee pertained to the Rural Land Management Board. This 13-member group considers farm requests for purchase of development rights funding. Those are farms which commit to agricultural use only. Council member Amanda Mays Bledsoe chaired the boards and commissions subcommittee.
You know, the goal of the subcommittee was really to look at diversity of thought and makeup of all the land management boards for Fayette County and to see if they were adequately represented the community at large. And one of the things we realized is that they didn't.
The full council will consider expanding the Rural Land Management Board by 2 members with names submitted by council members. If approved, a non-voting council member would also join the panel. Council member Angela Evans is convinced such members are ready to be asked to serve.
It's about finding people of various backgrounds to serve. And it might be more difficult, but we need to try. And it's because everyone has something to contribute. And regardless of what anybody has to say, everyone can learn from everyone.
If given final approval, the membership of the Rural Land Management Board could increase by 3 starting in 2019. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.